Music recorded in Paraguay. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin. Musical traditions being passed from one generation to the next is the subject of next week's World Roots, and Lucy's exploring some of Paraguay's unique institutions of music education. World Roots is at the same time next Sunday evening, 10 o'clock.
Original British drama on BBC One.
You think it's perfect here?
Shetland is a place of peace and tranquility.
Most people here don't lock their doors, and I'd like it to stay that way.
Until murder casts a shadow over the community.
She's been shot.
Two families, one of them wealthy, one of them not, living on top of one another for generations. Now, I can't believe that that hasn't created any tension.
The fact is, 9 times out of 10, victims know their killers.
Shetland, next Sunday and Monday night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock. And now Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On tonight's show, highlights of a concert set from the Ian Dixon Mike Walker 5, recorded at this year's Jazz on a winter's weekend in Southport. But as today is the start of BBC Radio 3's Baroque Spring, what better way to start than Jacques Lussier with J.S. Bach's Gavotte in D.
Thank you.
Taken from the CD The Best of Play Bach, that was the Jacques Lussier Trio with Gavotte in D major. Pianist Jacques Lussier began playing Bach at the age of 10. That was in 1944, the year the American army landed in France with its jeeps, chewing gum and jazz music. 6 years later, Lussier was a student at the conservatory and he began to work on his first jazz improvisations of Bach's music. He discovered a totally new musical approach and, in his own words, freedom. And today is the first day of BBC Radio 3's Baroque Spring, a month of music, drama and comedy dedicated to shedding new light on the Baroque era. Well, next up, brand new from pianist Sam Leake's Aquarium Quartet, who have released their second album and are having a London launch at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho on March the 10th. Sam is joined by James Allsop, who plays tenor sax and bass clarinet, alongside Callum Gawley on double bass and Joshua Blackmore on drums. Described as mature, lyrical chamber jazz, let's hear Places. Thank you. Places, written and played by Sam Leake's Aquarium, taken from their new CD, also called Places. And you can see them at their London launch on the 10th of March at the Pizza Express in Dean Street, and also later on at the Vortex on the 30th of May. London-based Swiss guitarist Nicholas Meyer is one of the most original musicians playing in the UK today. And like Aquarium, he's also releasing his second album in March and performing at the Pizza Express on the 19th of March. The Guardian's John Fordham has described Meyer's work as elegant contemporary world jazz. Meyer plays acoustic nylon and steel guitar, as well as the glissantar and the balama on this new album, and is joined by Gilad Atzmon, who's playing soprano saxophone and clarinet, Pat Betterson, who plays bass and harmonica, Bernard Gregor Smith, playing cello, Demi Garcia on percussion, James Pearson's playing the piano, Asaf Serkis on drums, and Lizzie Bell on violin. This ensemble of extraordinary musicians will be presenting the new album entitled From Istanbul to Quetta with a Smile at the Pizza Express launch, and I bet they play this one. That was the track The Wind, taken from the new CD by rising star guitarist Nicholas Meyer from Istanbul to Cuenca with a Smile. And that CD is out on the MGP record label. I'm Claire Martin and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. In 2010, the Marsden Jazz Festival commissioned the Tommy Evans Orchestra to write the Green Seagull Suite. The music was inspired by the life of Tommy's uncle, David Partridge, who was a parish priest and obviously had a huge influence on him. Bringing together jazz, folk and classical music, the Green Seagull Suite was awarded the British Academy of Songwriting and Composers Award for Contemporary Jazz Composition. Well, Jazz Lineup had the pleasure of recording the Green Seagull Suite at the Scarborough Jazz Festival in 2011. It's great to see Tommy has now recorded the suite for an album release. Here's the last piece from the second part of the suite, and it's called Daffodils. Tommy Evans, composer and conductor of that piece called Daffodils, taken from his Green Seagull Suite, and his orchestra are Ruby Wood, Anna Stott and Carrie Neergaard-Blevick, vocals. Simon Beddow, Matt Roberts play trumpet and flugelhorn. Simon Kaler on flute, soprano sax and tenor sax. Russ Henderson on alto and tenor sax. Rob Mitchell on tenor and baritone sax. Nick Tyson on guitar. Jamil Sharif on piano. Dave Kane on bass and Chris Wright on drums. And that CD is out on the Jelly Mole Jazz label. Well, it's exciting times for drummer Dave Hamblett as he's starting to receive great press reviews for Light at Night, his debut CD, which he's launched at The Forge in Camden with his band, who, like him, are all in their early 20s. Hamblett studied at the Royal Academy of Music in London, graduating in 2010 with first-class honours and a host of awards. His writing is passionate and powerful and has been described by Chris Parker in London Jazz as sophistication to engage the brain as well as the heart. Dave's been performing steadily in London for the past 3 years with Ivo Neem on the piano and Alex Monk on guitar. So let's hear a track from the CD, and this is Zoom Out, Part 2. Taken from the debut CD from drummer Dave Hamblett, Light at Night, that was the track Zoom Out Part 2, played by Josh Arcaleo on tenor sax, former young Scottish Jazz Musician of the Year Joe Wright on saxophone, Ivor Neame on piano and keyboards, Alex Monk on guitar and Callum Gourlay on double bass. You can hear the group at the Vortex in London. That's tomorrow, Monday the 4th of March, and it's the official launch of this wonderful debut CD. The Sirens is saxophonist Chris Potter's first ECM release as a leader, although he has appeared on the label before during his illustrious career spanning over two decades. This is a significant milestone for him. Written in just 2 weeks, Potter has come up with a cycle of songs without words inspired by reading Homer's The Odyssey. Potter is joined by three former bandmates, pianist Craig Taborn, bassist Larry Grenadier and drummer Eric Harland. Also joining the group is David Varellis on prepared piano, celeste and harmonium. Let's hear the opening track, Wine Dark Sea.
Thank you.
out on ECM, the debut as leader for popular saxophonist Chris Potter, and that was Wine Dark Sea, taken from the album The Sirens. I'm Claire Martin, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. We're now for our concert set, recorded at Southport's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend. A band co-led by saxophonist Ian Dixon and guitarist Mike Walker. And opening with Steve Swallow's ever-popular Ladies in Mercedes, the Ian Dixon, Mike Walker Five. Thank you.
We're going to play a tune by Mike now. This is called The Clockmaker, and this was written for my dad, or it was named for my dad, who in his retirement started making clocks. And in the process, he's got about 200 clocks or something that he's studied and all that sort of thing. So you go around, and what's weird about it is that the more clocks there are, the less you know the time. Because you look and you think, oh, it's 12 o'clock. Oh, wait a minute, it's 5 past. Oh, it's 20 past 3 over there. You sort of lose connection. It's pretty weird. Anyway, it's a lovely tune called The Clockmaker. Thank you. We're going to do a tune written by a French chap. It's called You Must Believe in Spring. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Michel Legrand's You Must Believe in Spring, played by Ian Dixon on saxophone, Mike Walker on guitar, Les Chisnell on piano, Gary Culshaw on bass and Caroline Bowden on drums. And that ends highlights of tonight's concert set, recorded at the Southport Jazz on a winter's weekend on Sunday the 3rd of February. And that was the Ian Dixon, Mike Walker 5. And check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page for more details about the tracks you've just heard. I'm Claire Martin, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. French-Swiss trumpeter and Blue Note recording artist Eric Truffaz has released his 10th album for the label called El Tiempo de la Revolution. Since gaining international recognition during the 1990s with his unique and distinctive sound infused with elements of hip-hop, jazz and dance music, Eric's gone on to sell over 500,000 albums for the label. Well, let's hear a track from the new record, and this bass line and groove is inspired by Motown and it's dedicated to his manager. It's Mr. K. We'll be right back. Eric Truffaz Quartet, who are Truffaz on trumpet, Benoit Corboz on keyboards, Marcello Gigliani on bass, and Mark Erbetta on the drums. And that was the track Mr. K from the new CD, El Tiempo de la Revolución. and that will be released and launched on Monday the 25th of March at Ronnie Scott's in London. Well, next, here's a real gem from the Grammy-nominated national treasure, that is vocalist Norma Winston, from the CD Mirrors, which features music by Kenny Wheeler and poems by Stevie Smith, Lewis Carroll and W.B. Yeats. Joining Norma on the CD are the London Vocal Project, who are fantastic throughout. However, it's this track that stands out for me, and it's just Norma with pianist Nikki Iles and Mark Lockhart on soprano sax. And I found out the other night from Nikki that this was the first take they recorded. It's the track The Hat.
I love my hat, my beautiful hat, more than anything. And through my hat, my beautiful hat, I see a wedding ring. The king will marry me and make me his own before all. I love my hat, my beautiful hat, more than anything. And through my hat, my beautiful hat, I see a wedding ring. For all, and when I'm married, I shall wear my hat and walk on the palace wall.
Music by Kenny Wheeler and words by poet Stevie Smith, with Nikki Iles on the piano, Mark Lockhart on soprano saxophone, and the wonderful storytelling skills of vocalist Norma Winston. And that track, The Hat, is off the new release called Mirrors, which is out now on the Cardiff-based Edition Records. Well, that's almost the end of this week's show, but remember, plenty more jazz tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on Jazz on 3, with Jess Nelson, and he's got music from Argentinian pianist and composer Guillermo Klein in performance with his quartet featuring Aaron Goldberg, Miguel Zenon and Chris Cheek. And on next week's jazz lineup, as part of BBC Radio 3's Baroque Spring, music from Tim Garland's Lighthouse Trio. But to finish with tonight, legendary saxophonist and composer Joe Lovano has released his new CD entitled Cross Culture, and this is astonishingly his 23rd Blue Note recording. It's the third album with his critically acclaimed quintet, Us Five, and features special guest guitarist Lionel Lueke. There are 10 original compositions by Joe on this record, and he mixes rhythmic and harmonic ideas from around the world, inspired by collected instruments that he has amassed since touring in the late 1970s. Let's hear Golden Horn with Lovano playing soprano, James Wideman on piano, Esperanza Spalding on double bass, and Otis Brown III on drums. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
I'm John Shea and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Now, as you may have noticed, Radio 3's Baroque Spring is upon us and we'll be playing our part on this programme. The BBC Proms don't often celebrate the anniversary of an individual work rather than a composer, but 2010 could hardly have passed without a 400th anniversary performance of Monteverdi's Vespers. And there's really only one person who could possibly have conducted it. Sir John Eliot Gardiner first heard the Vespers as a child and the memory wouldn't leave him. As an undergraduate at Cambridge in 1964, he mounted a performance as he thought the piece should sound. As he says, the smooth, polite euphony of the collegiate choral style of the early 1960s was a million miles away from what I imagined then to be the hallmark of Monteverdi's style, vivid, passionate, multicoloured, text-orientated and rhetorical. As for what to perform, Gardner says, I became more and more convinced that the unusual printed placement of solo motets and duets between the five Vesper psalms, far from being an error or a casual whim on the part of his Venetian printer, was part of an audacious, preordained plan by Monteverdi, a magnificent progression of music articulated and held together by the old-fashioned Gregorian Cantus Firmus. Well, for the next hour and a half, here is that Proms performance from 2010, giving pride of place, of course, to the Monteverdi Choir.
Deus!